Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Some progress, some optimism, but a sense of fiscal reality are all relevant factors as we head into the 2014 State General Assembly. Tom McKee, chair of the House Ag Committee, on the overriding factor as we approach the session.
The budget is the big issue, and as we look at the budget, I am optimistic that we are seeing revenue up a little bit, but we know the demands of the budget. We must fund the pension system, and that's going to be a new item at the level of funding that it will be providing. So it'll be a very tight budget, but I think it'll be a very sound budget.
McKee, representing the 78th District of Harrison, Pendleton, and portions of Scott County, was speaking recently at Farm Bureau's legislative preview event hosted for all of the state's commodity groups. He says lawmakers should finish up some ag-connected legislation in this session.
We are about to get to the end of House Bill 398, which was something that was the number one priority in the 2010 session of the General Assembly of Kentucky Farm Bureau, really. And I know we all worked very hard together, and we passed House Bill 398, which includes and provides for some basic livestock care standards for Kentucky. And it's working its way through the regulatory process and should be complete by this year. So we can look forward to that being in place 2014.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ag Council.
House Ag Committee Chair Tom McKee says one tax issue dealt with last session gets into place this year that helps farmers help the hungry.
We did pass some legislation that will provide for a small tax credit up to 10% of the value if you would donate a product that you might not be able to sell. Maybe the market is saturated, but you can donate that to a food bank and in turn get a 10% Kentucky tax credit, which will help the farmer.
In general, on 2014, McKee, a self-proclaimed optimist, remains so.
My wife says that I was born with a little dirt in my shoes, and I guess it stays there probably because I am excited about 2014. We have record corn yields for Kentucky this year. Let's see if we can beat that record next year. So remain optimistic about agriculture.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.